They're trying to get off the ground. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Weather-related gridlock is still hampering holiday air travel. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Chicago, where things are getting a bit better.
American Airlines has now only 89 cancellations. Delta, which is based in Atlanta as the storm is moving east, they're seeing a bit of a bump up with 330 cancellations. Southwest Airlines has had a rough go throughout this process, in no small part because the Southwest flight patterns just happen to be where the weather got the worst, and they're still seeing a lot of cancellations. People really did have to struggle to get home.
According to FlightAware, much of the travel misery can be found in the eastern part of the country. You might get to your destination on time, but your holiday packages may not. FedEx says all of its express locations have been impacted by the winter storm. Delays can be expected across the U.S. for packages with a delivery commitment through Monday. Christmas Eve has never been colder in Atlanta. That's according to the National Weather Service.
So much of the country is dealing with the cold all the way down across parts of Florida. We're talking about coldest temperatures we've seen in years. 51 degrees in Miami right now, 49 in Fort Lauderdale, 45 in Tampa. And these are actual air temperatures. And then you go in towards North Florida and you're below freezing. So 29 in Jacksonville, 24 in Pensacola. And we have hard freeze warnings all throughout the deep south and then north parts of Florida.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, as the massive storm moves away from the U.S., wind over the Great Lakes will produce lots of lake effect snow. Since COVID-19 restrictions were lifted in China, infected people have been scrambling to find hospital beds, but many are being turned away. Funeral homes and crematoriums are also overrun. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Protest in Paris. Politicians and activists with the Kurdish community demonstrated in the French capital, drawing attention to yesterday's deadly shooting at a Kurdish cultural center. Prosecutors say the attack was racially motivated. It's crunch time across the country, and that has last-minute holiday shoppers making one more trip to the store. Many are braving extreme cold.
I want to get in, get out. That's it. Get in. Last-minute stuff. Get in. Hop to that car. Go right inside my house.
That shopper in Philadelphia. Instead of a speeding ticket, some drivers who get pulled over in suburban Chicago are getting a gift.
Drivers pulled over in Shorewood, Illinois this week for minor infractions like no turn signals, distracted driving, or speeding within reason. They weren't given tickets, rather frozen turkeys and $25 gift cards.
So many times we deal with the public, it's not good for them. They're having the worst day of their life. It could be a car accident or something worse. So this is something nice. Hopefully give them a different opinion of us and give them some cheer for the holiday.
Shorewood Police Chief Philip Arnold saying the turkeys and gift cards were from a retired colonel from the Air Force who lives in Shorewood, who wanted to give back for the holidays. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tens of thousands of migrants who cross the border illegally in Texas will be spending Christmas in crowded shelters. In El Paso, where temperatures are below freezing, migrants have been living on the streets for days. An immigration restriction known as Title 42 was supposed to be lifted this week, but it was delayed until after the holiday weekend. When it does expire, migrants could cross the border in record numbers. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.